7:35, Dina Diamond, very good morning again to you. So Super Bowl last night, we don't care who won, we don't care who played, all we care about is the adverts.
That's hilarious. Do you want to know who won?
No.
Do you want to know who played?
No. Genuinely not.
No, you have to tell listeners. What if they actually do
then
watch American football? No
one
outside America does watch American football. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a massive audience. It's 112 million people. So it's the biggest televised.
All right, fine. Who played and who won, Dina?
Oh, thank you for asking, Howard.
You should ask.
Let me tell you who played. Mm. So it was the New England Patriots versus the Los Angeles Rams. And the Patriots won 13-3. And they played at 1:30 this morning, so I'm sure they were exhausted.
They must be so tired. Who plays at 1:30 in the morning? That's just silly. Yeah.
No, right. I mean, the Super Bowl is massive. I mean, no, in terms huge. Of the U.S., and this is why the ads are so big, is because from an American viewership point of view, there is nothing greater than the Super Bowl. Nothing. The Super Bowl is the ultimate. It is the holy grail for the best team. It is for every advertiser. They know they want to hit their target market. That is why they create these insane commercials. They spend massive budget. They get celebrities on board and they pay over $5 million for a 30-second spot.
Wow. Interesting though as well is they worked very hard to depoliticize it.
Compared to last year.
Compared to last year and compared to the Oscars, which have a viewership of four people, because of what they did. So even Maroon 5, you know, playing, they thought he would politicize. He didn't. He just went there to play his music.
Did you stay up to watch, Howard?
No, but I was up at four, so it wasn't, I could catch up very, very quickly.
Yeah.
It didn't take too long.
And listen, even the act in the middle, right? Maroon 5 and Gladys Knight sang the anthem. So, I mean, it is the premier event for entertainers. And they've had over the years as well, not only from an advertising point of view, but they've always had top headline acts who actually do the halftime show.
Yes, and often wardrobe malfunctions. They were very well known for that.
Indeed.
Nothing went wrong last night.
Yes,
well, thankfully, because
exactly.
It was Maroon 5.
No, and also you didn't put Janet Jackson
that.
On.
Exactly.
Justin Timberlake. But yeah, needless to say that from an advertising point of view, and also there's been a whole thing with advertisers as well. Do they go in? Do they not go in? And a lot of the only brands who really can actually advertise are those with insane,
look at the budget,
massive amounts of budget.
Wow! But they get the mileage, don't they?
Oh, they definitely get the mileage. I mean, you've got that viewership. So viewership in media, when you generally paying for airtime, whatever. The more eyeballs you have, the higher that cost.
And it's beyond that because I don't care about the Super Bowl. I couldn't honestly care less, but I will still go the day after or immediately thereafter and watch those adverts because they mean something to me. So I would imagine the adverts have their own, it's almost like a life of their own.
Absolutely. But for every ad that gets done for the Super Bowl, it's almost like a step up. Like in terms of ad agencies, when they have to produce an ad for the Super Bowl, you know they're going to bring their A game. And you know that those brands have gone to the top agencies they feel with that best creative sort of capability.
So unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time.
Oh,
but
sorry.
Tell me about what you think of the Burger King ad.
I think it was brilliant.
Is it brilliant?
Brilliant. Don't you think so?
I don't know.
You know why I think it's brilliant? Because it really stands out.
It does. So can you describe it? It's Andy Warhol.
Right. So Andy Warhol is actually dead.
right, yeah.
So it's not really him.
Right.
So yeah, I actually think that it really stands out. So all these ads are these big ads, these big production, there's noise, there's stuff going on, there's massive crowds. I mean, they pay millions just to get the setup of those. And what this Burger King ad does is basically they're saying that burgers are for all. It's for everyone. So what Andy Warhol said as an artist, what his belief was, is that the poor buy the same things as the rich. Mm-hmm. So a burger speaks to everyone. So whether you're poor or whether you're rich, you want a burger and you want a Burger King burger. And so the whole ad is literally almost basically in silence with just a crackle of the paper with him eating this burger and showing a normal guy who eats a
There's even a
burger.
Hashtag, is it Eat Like Andy?
Eat Like Andy.
Exactly. And it's in silence. Silence, basically.
Totally.
But it felt, I tell you what bothered me.
Yeah.
was the intimacy of it.
You actually are.
I felt like Andy Warhol was sitting next to me, lying next to me on the pillow, eating a Burger King. I don't know.
It felt not your microwave.
Not exactly. But it was an incredibly interesting ad.
It's very.
And I suspect that's going to be the one most spoken about.
Yeah, I mean, I think the one also there's a whole rating and there's a Michael Bublé ad as well.
Oh yes.
But let me just say, so when we say eat like Andy, what they've also done is they've created a whole like brand around it. And this is also what we need to talk about is that when they do ad these days, it can't just be linear. It can't just be one view and then it's done. They support it with social media. They support it with hashtags. They want your consumers to engage with the brand. And that's the only way they really get the longevity. They build brand awareness. They bring brand loyalty. Because if it's just literally you paying that $5 million or a lot of these ads actually 45 seconds. So they're paying $7.5 million just to flight it through the Super Bowl.
Oh, that doesn't include the production costs.
No, I mean, production's insane. I mean, if you look at, so now with, Pepsi Cola, they've got one, a new water called Bubbly. And you've got Michael Bublé.
Of course you do.
Who they've used. No. I don't know if you saw that ad.
Said,
But it's basically, it's very quirky. It's very cute. And it's Michael Bublé in a supermarket. Someone's buying water, which is the Bublé water. And he's trying to tell them how to say it, like his name. But it's actually not his name.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, so I love that.
It's very cute. It's very quirky.
I like that.
Again, these marketers, these advertising agencies really have to think out of the box. Because the Super Bowl is so competitive in terms of getting consumer attention but people wait for the ads because they know those are the best ads. I mean, there was even an ad with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, I saw that one. Oh, it was with the beer.
Yes.
That was lovely as well.
It was so very nice.
Cute. I mean, I don't think it's out of this world.
No, but people see her and they like.
But to bring back the whole Sex in the City thing.
It's last season.
It's so a couple of seasons ago. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, they had Sarah Michelle Gellar starred in the Olay ad, the horror spot. Cause you know that she was like, from Scream 3 and I Know What You Did Last Summer. Mm. So like the horror of, like the face cream that doesn't like make you younger.
See that.
I don't know. We've got our own thoughts on that. But I'm saying, so they all use, I mean, Doritos uses wrappers and they like proper spend a fortune of money just
incredible.
On the celeb status of these ads.
And I read somewhere there's a South African guy who produced an ad.
Oh,
didn't you see that?
I didn't.
It was for something frozen foods. I'm just looking at most.
Oh, I saw that ad.
It's like frozen food porn.
Oh, it was hilarious.
And her husband is addicted to frozen food.
And she like catches him eating frozen food.
And I'm obviously
comparing it.
Yes. So he's a South African guy. The guy that wrote it. In fact, I'll get his name in a minute.
Yeah. So I have to say that I love that ad. And what they do is they really like make it almost like something naughty having this like frozen food and eventually just see her helping him with his addiction.
Okay, so here we go. Let me tell you a little bit about it. The Super Bowl ad, a legendary halftime show. We obviously talk about, they talk about how big it is. But amongst this year's ads is a South African, Mulusi Umhlungu.
Oh, wow.
He joined the Miami-based David Agency in 2017. He spoke to Business Insider and told them that he wrote the Kraft Heinz Super Bowl commercial for their Devour frozen food range. So, I mean, how
well
is
done,
that?
Flying the flag,
even in the US. Even in the US. The ad has proved to be a viral hit with more than 8.6 million views already and counting. That's on YouTube. I mean, it's just unbelievable that a South African, a young South African guy, Joburg born Mukhlungu, became interested in advertising while he was still in primary school, according to the advertising industry site. His aunt worked at the ad agency Leo Burnett, and he started pitching his ideas to her. After studying at the Vegas School, he worked for FCB on ads for Old Mutual, KFC, Coke, Toyota, and Vodacom, and he won the Adams and Adams Young Creative Award at the Lurie's in 2015.
Wonderful.
How is that?
Oh, stunning. I love these ads. In fact, I go afterwards and I look at all of the ads because they just are the most entertaining.
Absolutely incredible. So just before we go to the Israel update, your favorite ad so far of the Super Bowl?
You know, also, I don't know if you saw the Budweiser ad with it. It shows their new sustainable energy on how they make beer.
No.
And it's got a dog on like a horse drawn to an Eric Clapton song. And it's just
I'm going to
so
go and look
cool.
for that. That is absolutely awesome. Dina Diamond, thank you as always. That's the Marketing Report with Dina Diamond. We chat to her every Monday around about this time.